Yes.
Senator Jackson on one.
Are you? Where are you? We were talking the other night about our bombing policy, and all of this stuff cannot be available, but you have seen it from time to time. And I told them I have to get back to prepare a note to give to you on what we were doing out there. And Rostro went back and got that old report that he worked for Max Taylor. 61, do you remember that?
Well, I remember in a general way.
Max Taylor said that we ought to try to stop this thing, but if we couldn't stop it, the time would come in this new class of warfare where we'd have to hit at the sources of guerrilla strength in the north. And he said, I won't make that decision now, but if what we do now is not successful, we'll have to do that. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So he started, he told President Kennedy, and he told everybody, and you and me and everybody else that saw his report at the time, or that heard about it or discussed it, that we might have to come to this. I'm going to make that part of the report available together with some of the reasons for our bombing. And if you want to, I'm going to send you up a letter that I had Rostow draft for me that sometime you can put in the record.
I'd be happy to do it. You know, I spent 3.5 hours on Friday on this bombing business.
Yeah.
And strongly supporting what you're doing.
Yes, I knew. And we talking about it the other night in front of the fireplace over there when we were having dinner about what you were saying, what you were doing. So I got Rostow to try to make a summation of why we were doing all these things and the background of it and all of it. And I thought that if I'd get it up to you by messenger, you might put it.
You can just say that I requested it.
Well, I just say, and with reference to our discussions the other evening,
right.
I'll look on the diary and when it was, and your calendar will show you when it was,
right.
And then you can put it in record, make a little comment. I think it'll be kind of the first release of the Taylor report, and I think a lot of people want to look at substantial parts of it, and then I think it gives a pretty good summary of what we're doing there and why on this bombing.
Right.
For instance, our cabinet met yesterday, and everybody say, why are you bombing? It doesn't do any good. The hell it doesn't. When these folks, those that get through and finally get out there, they're worn out because they've been bombed all the way down.
Okay. Mr. President, I think the most important argument is that, of course, if they're not being hurt, why are they doing the effort to try to stop it? You know, I'm just a country boy, but we understand that out there.
You're exactly right, and that's the best way to say it. But what you can say is, the other night I was having dinner at the White House, and I just asked the President, give us the best reasons you can, the history, why, and what. And he told me he would, and he wrote me, and here it is. Period.
Right. Well, you have someone get in the office right away, and I'll try to get it in today.
Right. Okay.
I'll be happy. Thank you.
Wedding.